I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News, with the president's weekly address. Now, President Donald Trump.
My administration has been working around the clock in good faith to reach an agreement with Democrats on additional China virus relief. In the current negotiations, we have repeatedly stated our willingness to immediately sign legislation providing expanded unemployment benefits, protecting Americans from eviction, and providing additional relief payments to families. Democrats have refused these offers. They want to negotiate. What they really want is bailout money for states that are run by Democrat governors and mayors, and we're not willing to do that. So hopefully we can do something with them at a later date, but we're going to be signing some bills in a little while that are going to be very important and will take care of pretty much this entire situation. First one is I'm providing a payroll tax holiday to Americans earning less than $100,000 per year. In a few moments, I will sign a directive instructing the Treasury Department to allow employers to defer payment of the employee portion of certain payroll taxes from September 1st. And we're actually going to be making that. We just got the word. We're just getting some word from a lot of people. We didn't think we'd have to do this because we thought the Democrats would be reasonable, but they've been not only unreasonable, they've been ridiculous. So we're going to make that August 1st, most likely. It'll be August 1st. We'll let you know the exact date, but we're looking like August 1st. So it'll be August 1st through the end of 2020. This will mean bigger paychecks for working families as we race to produce a vaccine and eradicate the China virus once and for all. If I'm victorious on November 3rd, I plan to forgive these taxes and make permanent cuts to the payroll tax. I'm going to make them all permanent. Now, Joe Biden and the Democrats may not want that. They don't want that because they're adding $3 trillion in taxes. So they'll have the option of raising everybody's taxes and taking this away. But if I win, I may extend and terminate. In other words, I'll extend it beyond the end of the year and terminate the tax. And so we'll see what happens. Biden probably won't be doing that. You'll have to ask him. I don't think he knows what he's doing. Second, I'm signing an executive order directing the Department of Housing and Urban Development, HHS and CDC, to make sure renters and homeowners can stay in their homes. So I'm protecting people from eviction. Yet you've been hearing a lot about eviction, and the Democrats don't want to do anything having to do with protecting people from eviction. I said, let's do that separately. That can be a totally separate thing from passing along money so people can live. And they didn't even want to protect people from eviction. The Department of Housing and Urban Development will also provide financial assistance to struggling renters and homeowners and work with landlords and lenders to keep Americans safely in their homes. So we don't want people being evicted, and the bill, the act that I'm signing, will solve that problem largely, hopefully completely. The third action I'm taking today will also provide additional support for Americans who are unemployed due to the China virus. Under the CARES Act, I proudly signed expanded unemployment benefits into law. Congressional Democrats have stonewalled our efforts to extend this relief. They even opposed measures that would give bonuses to workers returning to the job. They were totally opposed to that. For this reason, I'm taking action to provide an additional or an extra $400 per week in expanded benefits. $400, okay? So that's generous, but we want to take care of our people. Again, it wasn't their fault. It was China's fault. States will be asked to cover 25% of the cost using existing funding, such as the tens of billions of dollars available to them through the Coronavirus Relief Fund. Under this plan, states will be able to offer greater benefits if they so choose, and the federal government will cover 75% of the cost. So we're all set up. It's $400 per week, and we're doing that without the Democrats. We should have been able to do it very easily with them, but they want all of these additional things that have nothing to do with helping people. Fourth, I'm signing a directive providing relief to student loan borrowers. Earlier this year, we slashed student loan interest rates to zero. I don't know if people know that because the press doesn't ever report it, but maybe they're watching now. The press doesn't report a lot of good things that are good for the people and good for the country. Earlier this year, we slashed student loans interest rates to 0% and suspended student loan payments, and Congress extended that policy through September 30th. Today, I'm extending this policy through the end of the year, and we'll extend it further than that, most likely, right after December 1st. So we look like we're going to be extending that. They're paying zero interest. And again, not their fault that their colleges are closed down, and not their fault that they're unable to get what they bargained for. Through these four actions, my administration will provide immediate and vital relief to Americans struggling in this difficult time. And the beautiful thing about this difficult time is we're now coming back and setting records. We'll also ensure that our economic comeback continues full speed ahead, and with the $400 and all of the other measures that we're talking about, and we'll be signing in a little while, that will happen. We're further looking at additional tax cuts, including income tax relief, income tax cuts, and capital gains tax cuts. So we're going to be looking at that capital gains for the purpose of creating jobs, and income tax is self-explanatory, and it'll be income tax for middle-income and lower-income people, but middle-income people, because they pay a lot of income tax, and you do have tax inequality. I'm saying that as a Republican, and you do have tax inequality. I will now sign the executive actions, okay? Thank you very much.
That was President Donald Trump with the President's weekly address. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.